5500 Mike Mike above the ground runway.
On any given day, 53-year-old Ron Wooldridge guides dozens of flights in and out of Boca Raton Airport, just east of I-95. But early next month, instead of manning the airport's control tower, he could be standing on the unemployment line.
I find it a little ridiculous because they're not thinking of the safety of the aircraft or how it's going to affect the rest of the city itself.
Automatic federal budget cuts that took effect this month could force the Federal Aviation Administration to close control towers at least 170 small airports nationwide. At Boca Raton Airport, that means all five air traffic controllers would lose their jobs the first week of April. Broward County's North Perry Airport and Miami-Dade's Opa-locka Airport are in the same boat. Broward County Aviation Department spokesman Greg Meyer says pilots would be responsible for guiding themselves instead of communicating with a tower.
But if you have 5-10 airplanes all in the area at the same time trying to speak on the same frequencies, it can be challenging. You have arrivals and departures of very fast-moving aircraft. Human life is potentially at stake.
Miami-Dade Aviation Department spokesman Mark Henderson says the tower closures could also have a negative impact on the aviation businesses in or around the airports.
Corporate jets cannot go into an airport that has no controlled tower. That's by their insurance requirements. So when we have a couple of what we call fixed base operators, they do everything except for fly planes, they would begin to suffer business-wise.
The FAA plans to announce its final decision on the control tower closures today. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.
Airport 3, you can proceed as requested. Main clear of runway.